rodeo. T-Dub, you put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, May 12, 2020 on the One and Only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, and things are moving quickly, very quickly. I don't know if you've been listening to the Senate Help Committee, which should be, maybe it should be the HRT Committee, the Hurt Committee, because in, you know, true to fashion, the name is disingenuous. I don't know what you are hearing if you're listening to this, you know, simulcast featuring Anthony Fauci, Redfield, Hahn, Brett Gerard. Where's Francis Collins? Where's Deborah Birx? Why are we simulcasting? Why aren't we all present, front and center? These are health experts. Are they really concerned? Are they concerned? Is there anyone in the room? Rand Paul doesn't seem to be. He seems disgusted, like me. And I am disgusted. Washington, Patty Murray has always been worthless. Worse than worthless. Tennessee, no offense, but Lamar Alexander is worse than worthless. These people need to go. You know, this is Tom Fitton's talking. He's talked about the coup cabal of the Obama administration. What is going on here? I want to play a little bit of today's Senate hearings, and I'll tell you what I hear in this in a moment. But first, I want you to listen if you haven't already, and then we'll chat about what this sounds like. I'll tell you what it sounds like to me. So just anywhere, it's the live stream. So just hit play, please.
Senator Enzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I particularly appreciated your opening statement where you had a very succinct list of preparations we need to learn from this pandemic for the next one. Not only should we be working on this and preparing, but we need to look at the future too. And I think we've learned a lot. We're fighting a virus at the same time that scientists are learning about it. So we need to be nimble. We also need to be sure that we are prepared for a second wave of outbreaks that could coincide with the start of the flu season, potentially stressing our healthcare system even more than it already has been. Admiral Giroir, I thank you for your comments. I think they've been comforting about what has been done and what can be done. I agree with Senator Murray that we need to have some specific goals. As an accountant, that's always one of the things that I'm looking for. For questions, Dr. Hahn, our understanding of the clinical picture of COVID-19 continues to evolve. What first looked like a respiratory illness now seems much more comprehensive, potentially affecting the heart, the brain, the kidneys, and other organs. How does this evolving picture impact the ability to evaluate appropriate clinical or surrogate endpoints for review of vaccines and treatment?
Thank you, Senator, for that question. The evolving clinical picture, and obviously the way this is manifesting around the country clinically, does in fact inform the endpoints that we will work with developers of therapies on, so that we can get the absolute most efficient, but also the most accurate information and appropriate endpoints to make the necessary authorizations and approvals. We have set up this program called the Coronavirus Treatment Acceleration Program, where our top scientists and clinicians have been at the table consulting with our colleagues at NIH and CDC to actually address those questions. What are the appropriate endpoints? I'll give you an example. We do know that in some circumstances, patients who've had severe COVID disease have developed thrombotic or clotting type episodes. And so we prioritize a review of agents that we think might be beneficial. And obviously the clinical endpoints for those trials will be different than an agent that's an antiviral like remdesivir, whereas Dr. Fauci mentioned we're looking at time to recovery. So we want to adapt it to the clinical circumstance as well as to the type of therapy that's put before us.
Thank you. Another question to Dr. Hahn. We have made a lot of progress in vaccine development already, but BARDA has identified that domestic manufacturing of needles and syringes is a significant gap in pandemic preparedness. What has HHS done in advance of a potential national vaccination campaign to ensure that we have sufficient capacity to administer a vaccine?
Senator Enzi, thank you for that question. This is a really important point because, as you mentioned, it's not just about the vaccine or hopefully vaccines that are developed. It's all about it's also about the supplies that are needed, as well as an operational plan for administering the vaccine. So this is an all of government approach. There is a program that's been set up called Operation Warp Speed that includes Dr. Collins, Dr. Fauci, his colleagues at NIH, the Department of Defense, as well as other members of HHS and FDA. Dr. Peter Marks from our Center for Biological Evaluation Research has been helping coordinate that, is working very closely with Dr. Fauci and his team. And we've created what's called a Gantt chart to look forward. What are the necessary supply chain issues, syringes, needles, et cetera, depending on the various vaccines that are being developed, how many times they have to be administered, and the route of administration. So we've been leaning in on this supply chain to ensure that when a vaccine is ready to go, we will have the necessary supplies to actually administer it and operationalize the vaccination.
Thank you. I have a couple more questions, but again, the clock's not visible there, so I suspect I've used up my time. I'll submit those in writing.
Thank you, Senator Enzi. Senator Sanders.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And let me thank all of the panelists for the hard work they're doing and for being with us today. It is sad to say that we have a president of the United States, the leader of our country, who from day one downplayed the dangers facing this country from the pandemic, who told us that the crisis would be over in a few months, that we did not have to worry.
Pause there for a moment. You know, I can't believe what I'm hearing out of Bernie Sanders. If he's going to take that kind of partisan line, then is he going to call out Anthony Fauci? I'm thankful for, you know, your effort. Well, Fauci was the one who basically encouraged everyone not to do anything until we could maximize the sickness that we could lock down to make sure that we maintain a maximum level of sickness through whatever nonsense these guys want to subject us to. And I'm going to tell you what I hear in today's Senate Help Committee hearings. What I hear is a call to general quarters. I mean, if you go back and listen to the beginning of the hearings, to me, I hear a call to general quarters to assess combat and operational readiness. That's what I hear. It's, I think, similar in nature to Rashid Batar's sense of urgency these days. If you've been listening to anything that he's been saying, he, I think, has a sense of the critical urgency. And so to me, that's what I hear. It sounds like general quarters, a muster to general quarters to assess combat and operational readiness. And what comes after that? That's what it sounds like to me. And we've been under concerted attack for at least since the post 9/11 era. I mean, we could obviously go back before that, but you know, I wanted to try to be humorous today, at least to maintain some degree of levity. You know, for example, I thought you know, I'd open and say today's broadcast is Tim Dillon's Twitter feed. That is all. But there's no humor in any of this. This is a dire situation. Do people realize? I mean, just layers and layers and layers of evil machinations going on. You have Anthony Fauci talking openly about how we're rushing an mRNA vaccine through, well, there really aren't trials. We're just rushing it through this, what do you call it? this show, this theatrical process, for effect, there's no intention on the part of these people to do anything that even remotely relates to safety or efficacy. There is no concern. Do people understand there is no RNA vaccine that's ever been approved for human use, ever? Not one, ever. And now suddenly we're going to rush what's going on through the alleged, you know, the so-called trials. Remember, we just played the clip again of Anthony Fauci back in March saying, you know, there are situations, which he reiterated this morning, where, you know, you give a vaccine and you actually make the situation worse. And that's, again, that's immune enhancement, where in the lab, things work out great. And that's what you'll hear. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You're going to hear, you know what? Everything went swimmingly in the lab. It went great. Through trials, the testing went great. That was never the issue. That's never been the issue with RNA vaccines, ever. What happens in the lab has never been the issue. Immune enhancement deals specifically when the subject is exposed to the naturally occurring virus, and that's when things go catastrophically wrong, as even Dr. Peter Hotez says, even Hotez, even Paul Offit, even Stanley Plotkin say. Are they the experts in that field, or is Anthony Fauci? Because people in those fields would consider those voices more of the expert than Fauci, specifically in that specific discipline, or especially, not to mention the fact that they outnumber Fauci as experts. And they've all said this is insane. It's insanely dangerous to do what they're doing. They've all expressed extreme concern. These are people who are hardcore vaccine proponents. And Peter Hotez, the guy who wrote, you know, vaccines did not cause Rachel's autism. He's a hardcore, staunch vaccine advocate. And even he says, yikes, I understand the urgency and the need to rush this through, but you know what? This isn't the one. In my understanding, he says, this isn't the one to do it with. I've been saying it for a while, we are at war. And this, to me, doesn't sound like a Senate committee hearing. This sounds like general quarters. And America, you are not ready. I keep having this recurring vision of that scene in Saving Private Ryan, the German stabbing Adam Goldberg's character. Give up. You don't stand a chance. Let's end it here. It'll be easier for you. You'll see. Let's just get this over quickly. You know? It's happening right before our very eyes. There are some folks who've tried to do something. What happened to the gentleman who tried to sound the alarm? What happened to his colleague? How did they meet an untimely demise? What happened to the gentleman? I thought somebody already created somebody already found a cure for this. What happened to that gentleman? Are we surrounded by Corporal Uppums all around us? Is that what we're... Anyway, stick around. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. We are besieged. The enemy is in camp. There can be no doubt. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You know, what does testing do? Can anyone go ask someone on the street? You know, we hear testing and contact tracing. The TRACE Act does not require, you know, it doesn't require mandatory testing and sequestration and contact tracing. No, of course not. Nothing ever does. It's always voluntary compliance. It always is. The IRS won't tell you that the income tax on your wages is mandatory. It's voluntary. Voluntary compliance. Everything always starts out that way. That's why we're hearing general quarters and assessing combat and operational readiness from the HELP committee hearing. The HELP committee. Who is it helping? You know, as there's an unprecedented level of piracy happening, some of it we are seeing it, a lot of it we're not, but you know, these shell corporations that just like jumpy castles are blown up in a moment to help launder funds, you know, and the situation in California with illegal immigrants, Gavin Newsom has to go. The American people need to get together, and I dare say that, you know, even though the vast majority of Americans at this point, the overwhelming majority, have been affected by the mind virus, particularly of cultural Marxism, don't even know it. I've had conversations with folks, you know, who are saying, you know, academics that I know are, you know, they're saying, well, you know, communism is a great idea. I mean, it's never really been tried, so we should just, why are they doing this, Chris? They don't realize that, you know, communism will take away all of their toys, you know, each according to his needs. Well, who decides who needs what? Who decides what needs are? We've seen in a Bernaysian era that need and want are squishy relative terms, apparently. So who decides? That's always the question. Who decides? And you can say our founding documents were not written for us, and that's fine. I'll concede that, but you know what? Here we are now. You can say I didn't sign it? Okay, fine. We can make the Lysander, we can have the Lysander Spooner conversation, that's fine. What will we do? This is a unique concept, and I've tried to reiterate it a variety of ways. John Adams, pointing to James Otis, 1761, as the earliest and principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions ever to have occurred among men. And no one, I dare you, I challenge anyone to find someone, you know, less than 150 years old who's ever even heard of James Otis. How did that happen? I wonder. Why did we let that happen? Quentin Florida called in yesterday, and, you know, the end of our conversation sort of, I don't know. To me, our conversation was laced with the thread of the CIA and the OSS and, you know, on from there, the Thule, Vril, Skull and Bones contingent. And, you know, my point in saying that, as folks like Michael Rupert have observed over the years, it's always Wall Street. And it's always, you know, Sullivan and Cromwell. It's always the financial and the legal. You know, that's kind of those are the wings of that nefarious element. Financial and legal. Why? Well, because bad guys always make their crimes legal first. Or if they can't find a loophole, if they can't work through some loophole or find some offshore arbitrage scheme, then they'll legalize their schemes. And what have we been seeing over the last 20 years in the post 9/11 era? You know, legalizing piracy and the Malthusian death cult doing what it does. Jesus said it best, John 10:10, the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy, and he said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
How can we instill in our fellow Americans a sense of urgency? Because I don't know about you, I mean, this is not supposed to be fear porn. It's not supposed to sound like, I never want this broadcast, you know, listening to paint dry is not supposed to sound like fear mongering. However, when there is a sense of urgency, you know, what we've gotten to now is a situation where, I mean, you don't want to scream fire in a theater, but someone needs to pull the alarm and sound the alarm, and people need to understand where we're at, because You know, we're looking at weeks now before I've said, lots of people have said, you can see what's coming. I mean, you can look back at history and see, oh no, it's going to be voluntary, but it's going to be mandatory. And, you know, listening to the testimony this morning about, you know, when Lamar Alexander says, you know, Anthony Fauci, let's look 3 months ahead, 3 months. When all these children are going back to school, you know, what do you see? And, you know, he's saying to say that, you know, we'll have a vaccine already so that the children can go back to school and feel safe. How do you think that's going to work based on what's happened in the last 24 months, for example? And this hardcore push to require vaccines and to remove any sort of exemption at all, everywhere. Looking at these patterns of recent history even, how do we think that's going to go, especially with the fear-mongering that has accompanied this nonsense? Can you see where that's going? That we're talking weeks. I mean, that's what, 12, 16 weeks maybe? Fauci says, well, we won't be ready. I guarantee you, bad guys are salivating over September 11 already. Fauci said this morning, you know, anytime you step back from mitigation, you know, you will have a resurgence or a reemergence of the... And I'm sure that they're all grinning glibly like Bill Gates does. And it's not because he's feeling awkward, as some have posited. No, it's for the, you know, I think, again, speaking of our own assessment and our own readiness, I think we should really start to stick more to Occam's razor and stop trying to listen to all of these stupid explanations for things that don't make sense, frankly. The simplest explanation is probably the most likely. And it is that Bill Gates is a sick person. He's not well. He's not been well. Anytime he's, you know, in the public, he's weird. Just his weird, idiosyncratic twitching. Watch his hands sometimes, you know, whenever he speaks. Sometimes when he's sitting close to people in interviews, he sits on his hands. I wonder why that is. Go back and watch some of those older interviews from 10, 15 years ago. He doesn't look like a well person. He looks mentally deranged. I think the simplest explanation is the easiest. And we've, you know, watched as the murdering and the permanent injury of children by the tens of thousands over the years has occurred. Well, it's not happening to my children, so it must not be that bad. Where does it end? You know, we are surrounded by the Timothy Uphams, and we need the gunny sergeants to show up. Where are the Tom Sizemores, you know? Sergeant Mike Horvath. Where are these folks? It's not to trivialize what's happening, but just to give some kind of mental frame of reference. America, you are not ready for what is coming. You are not ready. You're soft and squishy and comfortable and relaxed. You are not ready. You need to go read. I've mentioned Huckabee, you know, back in 2007 on the, White House campaign trail, on the presidential campaign trail. Remember that? Mike Huckabee's speech on foreign policy, September 2007. And, you know, that speech that disappeared, that vanished from the Council on Foreign Relations website. What? We don't have that. What are you talking about? Oh, the page you've... I'm sorry, Dave. The page you've requested does not exist. Page not found. Sorry. It says today, you can still find it over Free Republic, the title, Mike Huckabee's Speech on Foreign Policy, This Administration's Bunker Mentality, was the parenthetic subtitle. And that was the speech in which he said, you know, the Hydra element, represented in this case in Mike Huckabee, he said, besides the threat of small groups of educated people launching isolated attacks, we face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up, in this case in the Islamic world, and overthrowing their governments. Movements like those that led to the current government in Iran when the Shah was overthrown, and to the Palestinians' election of Hamas, and then their takeover of Gaza. Wait a minute. That was a false flag event. Doesn't Huckabee know that? Of course he does, and so does the audience. The point is what's coming. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings, and poor, desperate people. I mean, that event, as I've said every time I mention this, for him to say that and construe it that way when it's been written, you know, that crooked arrow has been straightened dozens of times. But the point was this: to create havoc in the world, you need educated people. Who wants to create havoc? These people, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations. And he was gathered at the CSIS, Center for Strategic and International Studies. That's where he gave the speech. To create havoc in the world, do we have havoc now? Yeah. You need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings. Do we have that? Do we have the Ivy League technocratic philosopher kings? Absolutely. They're everywhere. I would consider some testifying today as part of that guard and, you know, useful idiots, dupes, and tools sort of facilitating the charade of what I would, I don't know, I think more honestly refer to as general quarters to assess combat and operational readiness. That's the way it sounds to me anyway. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings. Not intelligent, but educated. Not necessarily intelligent. You know, Alan Watt, many folks have said sociopaths and psychopaths are not necessarily more intelligent. They're not necessarily smarter. I usually take exception when people call in every time and say, you know, these guys are... they're very brilliant. I disagree. I don't think people like Anthony Fauci have ever had an original idea in their entire lives. I think they fall into that camp that H.L. Mencken talked about, you know? Speaking of that sentiment. But, you know, they are focused. And they are... unhindered. They do have tunnel vision, and they do, you know, they do have focus. The way that Alan Watt put that recently, I think, is more articulate. I wish I could play that right now, but they aren't more intelligent. They're not smarter, they're not better, they're not brighter, stronger, whatever. They are more resolved in their hubris, that's for sure. And most of America has been infected with this cultural Marxist mind virus. They don't realize it. They are radical weather underground terrorists. They're sort of, they're the sleeper cell. Manchurian candidate, cultural Marxist, weather underground sleeper cell is what most of America is. Doesn't realize it. Again, that's my assessment. And they want to get excited about stupid things that don't matter, not realizing that there is no correlation to America, to our founding documents, to our founding sentiments, to the Constitutional Republic. There is zero correlation, zero, other than, you know, the fact that these wise people who studied the breadth of recorded history at that time said, this is what we don't want to do. And there were concerns, you know, Patrick Henry, I smell a rat. Why do we need to replace the articles? Seems like this will embolden a federalized, centralized element that will consume the rest. But even Patrick Henry, you know, when the dust settled, said, well, you know, I gotta stand in support. So if you look back at these documents, Declaration of Independence, for example, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. How many political bands do we have now? Not through official channels of duly constituted, you know, branches of government, but through think tanks, policy institutes, do tanks, think and do tanks, that are at least partly subsidized, but in most cases, I would say mostly, if not all, subsidized by the general public, predominantly the American public, though we've lost manufacturing thanks to particularly the efforts of the Fabian contingent, the anti-industrial Fabian contingent. How's that working for us now? Well, you know, China can manufacture. That's fine. If you love China so much, go there. Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Cuban, the Shark Tank people, all of you people, if you love China so much, go there. Don't let the door hit you in the rear end. No offense to the Chinese people in general. It's the tyrannical regime that we don't need to duplicate here. We don't share the same values with the Chinese communist regime. I don't think. I mean, I don't see. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property. But, you know, who's counting? That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. These people will not go. Patrick Henry told us. Didn't he? Didn't he tell us? You know, you are not ready, America. And I don't want to be construed as some, you know, fundamentalist radical zealot. But we have the warnings. You know? Patrick Henry told us to guard the precious jewel of liberty, right? And he told us how. Unfortunately, you know, seems that bad guys don't go quietly, right? And this is not, I mean, this is something that is not a secret. Here, architect of the Capitol, AOC, not that one, this one, AOC, architect of the Capitol.gov, facts/facts/quotations. This is .gov. Benjamin Franklin, 1722, without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech. This is a .gov. Thomas Jefferson, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. I think it's weird that a .gov links to a Flickr photo, even if it is a U.S. Capitol account still seems weird to me. William Allen White, whenever a free man is in chains, we are threatened also. Whoever is fighting for liberty is defending America. Samuel Adams, freedom of thought and the right of private judgment in matters of conscience direct their course to this happy country. And speaking of that, Little China, California, people are fleeing in droves. I know real estate agents are saying we're flooded with people trying to buy property here. How's that working? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Segment of the first hour again, you know, I don't want to be alarmist, but the hour is late and the moment is nigh at hand, I think. You know, I think we're looking at weeks. I think that Rashid Buttar's sense of urgency is well placed. I think he has a... I mean, he sounds very, you know... sounds like he has a sense of urgency every time he speaks. And I think that's well-founded. Especially with someone with his experience. Speaking of experts, you know, he has a background not many people have. And he's, I believe, seeing things in ways that most of us should be paying attention to. There are a lot of things that have been said in this morning's HELP committee hearings already. And, you know, again, I mean, Lamar Alexander asking Anthony Fauci, 3 months. Well, I don't think we'll have a vaccine ready by then. But it's pretty obvious. Things are just sort of folding into, you know, what does testing prove? You hear testing and contact tracing. Suddenly we have legislation for that. Isn't that amazing how quickly these things materialize? And do we have to play the clip again, Angus Bergen? I would just offer this point of clarification that, you know, when the moment arrives, the reimagining has already taken place. So that policymakers can just reach for something off the shelf. These people are traitors to the Republic, period. I think that instead of campaign finance reform, we should have no campaign financing. And how about, while we're at it, no speechwriters? Let's pass a law there can be no speechwriting. No campaign finance. We have the internet. You know? You can have some help creating your own profile, but that's it. And let's start orienting our thinking properly, as we should have for decades, understanding that the Council on Foreign Relations is subversive. The Trilateral Commission is subversive. World Health Organization, United Nations, you know, all of these bodies are subversive. And I would argue are at the business of sedition. That's their business. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.